عباده الذين اصطفوا. Today is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah for us. In Saudi it was yesterday, and the Hajis have gone now from Arafat to Muzdalifah, and many of them have reached Mina already. But for us today is still the 9th, and this is the greatest day in the Islamic calendar. The greatest night is Laylatul Qadr, and the greatest day is this day, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Hajj. And rosas in these days, the 9 days, that is today is the last day, tomorrow is Eid, haram to keep rosa on each day. These 9 days rosas, sins of the previous year and coming year are forgiven. And on this day, additionally, the 9 rosas, the Eid are equal to 1 year's rosas. That means each day's rosa equals to 360 rosas. And this day, the previous 1 year's sins are forgiven, and the coming 1 year's sins are also forgiven. And the greatest dua that was taught, that was made by all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the 4th kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ بِيَدِ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. We should try and read this dua in great abundance, not just 3, 5, 10 times, but if we can, read it 300 times, read it 313 times, and even more. It is the greatest dua for this day. And we should also try and ponder in the dua that Allah Ta'ala called us. We are not there in Arafat, but like we are present there, our hearts must be there. And we are saying that where we are saying the labbaik also, that oh Allah, you called us, we have come, we are present for you. Labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, and innal hamda wal ni'mata wal mulk lak. All praise is due to you, O Allah. All sovereignty and kingdom belongs to you, O Allah. La sharika lak. You have got no partner whatsoever. And then this dua also, that we are reading it, read it with the meaning that La ilaha illallah. Allah is one and only. La ilaha illallah wahdahu. La sharika lahu. He is one. He has got no partner. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. All sovereignty, kingdom, the whole world belongs to Allah Ta'ala. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Allah is the one who gives life, and Allah is the one who gives death. Life is not in our hands, it's not in a doctor's hand, it's not in a medicine's hand. It is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Life also and death also, يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. بِيَدِي الْخَيْرِ. All goodness is only in the hands of Allah, and whatever goodness we want, it can be only acquired from Allah. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah has got power over everything. In there is included that what harm can also come from us, it is also from Allah. But out of adab, we don't say harm is from Allah. But وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that Allah has got power over everything. So we seek Allah's protection from all harm. And we beg of Allah for all good. This is the day also when the ayat was revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. This is the day that I have completed your religion. I have perfected it. I have made it perfect, complete and full. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. And I have bestowed my very special favor upon you. And what is that special favor? Not money, not a house, not a car. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. That I have now chosen for you, and I am happy for you, with Islam as your way of life. Not only your religion, that in only in Ramzan you practice your religion or you go for Hajj Umrah, but your whole way of life from morning to night, public life, private life, business life, everything must be according to Islam. And Allah has chosen for us that way. So this is a very, very great day in which Allah has blessed us with this great closeness. and it is the day of Arafah. One aspect of Arafah, the recognition, marifat of Allah Ta'ala. So by reading these duas, thinking of these ayat, then we will gain the marifat, closeness of Allah. And that is the true object of Arafat. Those who are there also, but if they haven't got the marifat of Allah, they are far from Arafat. And people who are far from Arafat, very far away, but they have that marifat, that closeness of Allah, we observe this day as it's supposed to be observed. And we make du'as to Allah, then we are, though bodily we are not in Arafat, but our hearts are there. And this is the day that Allah becomes the most happy with his ibadat. And the ibadat, Allah did not make it difficult for us. Just this fourth kalima that we read, with our faraz, of course, of namaz, etc., that also we fulfill. So that is the ibadat of this day. So in this day we should try and engage in this reading the kalima, encourage others at home, our family, friends also. And the keeping of this roza also, Allah give us all tawfiq, make it easy for us. And that this is the day that how much a person will make effort to find Allah, to gain the marifat, to recognize Allah. And that is by reading this dua. If we read it with the meaning, then we will have the marifat of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if we read or think also of labbaik, and that is also that we are present by you. O Allah, we have come to you. Though we are not there in Arafat, we are here. But Ya Allah, we are present for your obedience. Whatever your command is, we are ready to fulfill your command. So this is this great day. May Allah give us tawfiq to observe it properly and get the full benefit. Then tomorrow will be the day of Eid and the real ibadat, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah does not love anything more during these 3 days. That is tomorrow, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th till Asr time, and till Maghrib time. That is Qurbani. Allah loves this, the making of Qurbani. So we should all try and engage in Qurbani also. For whom it is for us, we must see that we do our Qurbani. And even if it is not wajib for us upon us, and we can afford it, by all means we should try and make. And those who have never wealth and money, we should make on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on behalf of our parents, our mashayikh, our asatizah, wherever we can. It is a great ibadat also, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we should try and observe these days as are supposed to be. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will bless us with the result. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءَدُ فِينَا, those who make an effort in our path to reach us, to find us, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will make easy for them the roads and the paths to reach us. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah is with those people who do good, and those people who have the sifat of ihsan, that is, they make the ibadat as though they are seeing Allah. They make that effort, and and if we don't reach that level, then at least this much, that Allah is watching us. And those people will achieve this who make ihsan on the creation of Allah. All the creation, even animals, we have pity for them. All Muslims, non-Muslims, that all must get hidayah. All must fulfill the commands of Allah. All must get saved from the punishment of the qabr, or punishment in Jahannam. Allah's displeasure, that a person who has that feelings in his heart, Allah guides such people to his great ibadat. And such people, Allah grants them his closeness. So it is a great day. Let us observe this day. Those who have made niyat of roza, mubarak. If not, we all should read the fourth kalima in abundance. Try and read it with the meaning. And think we are also present there in Arafat. On this day, Allah becomes the most happiest in the whole year. And on this day, shaitan is the most disgraced and humiliated. Shaitan sees, I made effort on a person his whole life. I made him make the biggest of gunas. But now he has come here in Arafat and Allah has forgiven all his gunas. And a person returns from there like the day he was born from his mother. That is, no gunas on him. Allah wipes out all the gunas. So this is a great day, and may Allah let us benefit and take full advantage of it.